Good afternoon, everybody. It's good to be back here on the edge of the frontier, protecting the diocese from the invading Columbus diocese. I think I used that joke on you last time. For those that don't remember me, I'm Father Andrew Morkunis. I am the chaplain to University Hospital's main campus at Cleveland Medical Center, which is directly across the street from Severance Center. And I think I was scheduled to do this mass back, way back when. So again, it's good to come down here because it's so beautiful down here. I just spent the day out in the park this afternoon, so I really enjoyed coming down here. In our relationships with one another, what is the hardest thing to do? Now think about this very carefully. What is the hardest thing to do in a relationship? And that, of course, is to... Oh, hi over there. Forgot about you. Is to forgive. Now, we human beings are complex creatures. God has given us the free will to love and to hate. And through reconciliation to forgive. That's our choice. No other animal is capable of these actions. Now, we can talk about the social structure of lesser animals down the pub about lions and tigers and bears. But it is only man that outwardly expresses his love, his hatred, his forgiveness. It hangs before us. The greatest act of hatred destroyed by the greatest act of love which brought it about. And he forgave them. Sirach writes, "Wrath and anger are hateful things. Yet the sinner hugs them tight." Now, because of our human nature, we all get angry. Why? I'm not a psychologist, but I do have a PhD in common sense. So, here's an example. All of us have deep passions. Now, I went to seminary in Boston. And three things we never discussed at table were sports, politics, and religion. And in Boston, the Red Sox fans were insufferable. We hold on to our passions and we express and want to express them and subdue other people's passions. You all know this: when family and friends get together, you don't bring up certain things because tensions start to rise and voices get louder. It's not pretty, so you do it. Why? You laugh, but it's the it's the truth, right? It's an interesting observation of our human nature. We can be loving and comforting and compassionate to total strangers. Yet when it comes to our own family, again, why? I'll tell you why. We like to push buttons. We know what we can get away with. They'll forgive us anyway. That's not how relationships work. Wrath and anger, the sinner holds them tight. Now, these are powerful emotions, wrath and anger. Look at the damage it causes. Now, there are many injustices in the world. Human oppression, abortion, gender identity rights. We all have legitimate concerns about these issues. And in November, we have to stand up. Here in our own state of Ohio, we're voting on whether it is permissible to take the life of a child in a mother's womb. We have to stand up for unborn life. So our love has to trump anger. You know, there is such a thing as righteous anger. Oh, I've heard of that. You know, Jesus overturning the money changers' tables in the temple. He can do this, for he is without sin. Don't try this at home. You are human, and sin will quickly enter into your life. What about forgiveness? I have heard devout Christians say, if thus and such ever happens, I could never forgive. How can you call yourself Christian if you believe that? Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. Now, you don't take a clicker and start, you know, counting off the forgiveness there. 77 is a hyperbolic teaching. You must always forgive. Forgiveness is our Christian nature. It may yet not be our human nature, but it is our Christian nature to forgive. How about this? How many times in a day do you pray the Lord's Prayer? Well, today is Saturday. We're celebrating the Vigil Mass, so started off with rosary, did that six times. If you have a devotion to the liturgy of the hours, there's morning and evening prayer, that's two. Ten Mass, that's one. I went to confession today for my penance, and Father told me to pray the Lord's Prayer until he gets tired. So that's six plus two plus one plus infinity. Nine plus infinity. Never stop praying. Never get tired of praying. Pray always. And how do we pray? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. What you are saying is, Father, forgive me in the same way I forgive others. And if we're not forgiving, I mean, that's what the parable we just heard about the servants, right? Master, forgive me my debts. But then he doesn't forgive the other man's debts. In our fallen human nature of self-entitlements, when we are wrong, we want vengeance on our terms. Now, we want that. That's not our responsibility. It belongs to God. You heard what happened to the servant who did not forgive his brother's debts. Your responsibility is to forgive. Is it easy? You can only make it as hard as you want. But it does begin the healing process. When you hold on to that anger and that wrath, you hold on to sin. And it will not allow the more powerful emotion of love to prepare. Remember, that's our choice to love and to forgive.